D-Mace, Finnegan, and Donick, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Let me remind all of our listeners that tomorrow it's your chance to participate in Preds Pick to Click if you correctly guess a Preds player that scores a game in the Preds game, scores a goal in the Preds game tomorrow night, I should say. You win a pair of tickets to an upcoming Preds home game. Participate with Robbie and Rex Road tomorrow morning at 8:45. Willie Donick, Derek Mason, Adam Finnegan here with you, joined on our phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, by Predators television analyst Chris Mason, live from Toronto, as well as Willie, where the Predators will play the Maple Leafs this evening. Chris, we've seen the Predators lose three consecutive games in overtime, all by a 3-2 score. They've lost six consecutive overtime games, dating back to late October. When you've watched the Predators in overtime over these past six overtime periods, and they come up short in all six, I have my theories as to why they haven't been able to win those games. What is your take on that?
Well, my take is, if you look at the games, they've had chances to win. I think aside from the Philadelphia game where they took the penalty in overtime, they're not capitalizing on their opportunities. And on the flip side of that, the other teams are. And to me, that's, you know, your top players are obviously going to be the ones that are going to be out there at that time. And they have to make plays. They have to finish those games off. You know, we were talking to Bruno this morning about that. And he said, you know, last season, we were the ones finishing games off. We'd get a chance and it would go back and forth and we would be the ones that would make the play. And this year they're not. And, you know, I think their games coming around, the overall game is a lot better in terms of the team play. But to me, the biggest issue is a lot of missed opportunities, a lot of missed shots, a lot of good chances that they're either not connecting on or not able to, you know, turn offense, you know, to score goals. And that's no different in overtime. They had chances right before. I think Spurgeon was the one who scored right before that. Phil had a great opportunity on the side of the net. He missed the net. Minnesota comes back and ends the game. So I just think it's much of the same, and that's why, you know, they're kind of stuck on the two goals a game. And it's unfortunate because you're getting a lot of good performances. Roman Josi's playing at an elite level right now. He's, you know, putting up a ton of points single-handedly, trying to, you know, keep these guys in it. Saros is playing extremely well right now, but when you look at the top part of the lineup, you know, they're not getting the production that you need to win hockey games.
The Predators made a goaltending swap over the weekend. Out goes Scott Wedgewood. In comes Eustace Annanen. I know that UC Saros is projected to start tonight's game against the Maple Leafs, so I would anticipate that Annanen will make his Predators debut tomorrow in Montreal as our resident goaltender. Would you give us a scouting report on Annanen and what you like about his game?
Sure. Well, first of all, his name is pronounced Annanen.
Okay. Well, Nick Kieser? Because Nick Kieser, I said Annanen, and he said Annanen.
It's Annanen, but some say Annanen. So you have you've got options. Okay?
I am putting the blame solely on Nick Kieser. So Kieser, if you're listening, thanks for making me look like an idiot. Please continue, Chris.
Anyway, we had fun with that name today. But no, honestly, I think he's I really like him. I think that's a great trade for the Predators. You get a young big Finn. He moves really well. He's very technical and very quick and athletic for his size. You know, you got a 24-year-old and you get a 6th-round draft pick on top of that. I think it's going to be a nice project for Ben Vanderklok to get his hands on and really work with him. I saw him at the morning skate. You know, they were doing video before practice, going over some clips and, you know, trying to get his methods and you know, his way of thinking the game. And then they, you know, they were doing some work on the ice as well. So he's a big guy, and, you know, I expect him to probably play tomorrow. We asked Bruno, how are you going to disperse the goaltender? He said, well, Juice is playing both games because they're both Juice. So Juice is always in the net. So he didn't really give us much, but I expect to see, Annanen tomorrow. So it'll be a good chance, but he takes up a lot of net. He's a big kid and he moves well. So looking forward to watching him play.
We're talking with Chris Mason, one half of the Nashville Predators television team. Now, C. Mace, what is it that needs to happen? Because Barry was on with Jerry yesterday. It was a great interview. People should go back and listen to that interview on our podcast, 102.5 Podcast, The Game. But Barry brought up the Christmas, by Christmas. You know, if things doesn't change, then obviously he's going to be thinking about the next move for this team in regards to that. But what has to change realistically for those moves to not happen? And realistically, is it there for them to take? Because not only are you 7-8 points back, but in order to get yourself even back even, you have to look for other teams to go on sort of a skid as you're picking up points and wins.
Yeah, well, you're right. There's some teams that are, you figure there'd be a natural correction that some teams have overachieved and like the Predators have underachieved, but you're going to have to go on a pretty good run, a 22-7 or something like that to get back in it. But to your initial point of what has to happen, to me, it's the guys that are paid to score goals need to score goals. That's the biggest mystery this season for me is the lack of offense. And, you know, at certain points, it was the lack of even generating chances. And I believe now they're kind of coming around and they're putting in some good performances. And I would say the last, you know, few games, even though they lost in overtime, it looks a lot better. You know, they're getting ozone time. They're getting the shot. They're getting chances. They're just not connecting. They're missing a lot of shots. And to me, that's when you have a team or a group of players that is low on confidence and is second guessing themselves and kind of there's some doubt in your game. That tends to what happened is you miss shots. You hesitate for a second. You think the pass is there. You miss the pass. And what could have been a really good scoring chance, you're in a good scoring area. You try to pass it off. I'm seeing a lot of that lately. And it's the top guys. It's the top line. It's the second line. You know, you've got Zach LaRue's come in and really stabilized. I think that fourth line, they're doing well. He's getting chances. I think Fedor Svechkov, he gets better every game. There's something to his game for sure. And it's good to have, you know, those kind of guys contributing. But if you don't have your top guys scoring consistently, you won't win hockey games. And we've seen that.
Talking to Chris Mason as we get ready for the Predators and the Maple Leafs tonight. And Mace, just a quick thought on Toronto. You know, it's interesting. We were talking to Andrew Rennett this morning. The headliners, Austin Matthews, after all of the summer of Mitch Marner, and do they still want him? What are they going to do with him? Mitch Marner's leading their team in points. Their superstars are having good years. But I thought what was interesting about their season, as we looked at them, they went through a stretch without Austin Matthews for a number of games, and they did fine. They are playing a lot better defensively than people realize.
Yeah, it feels like, I think with the coaching change and bringing in, Berube and everything, I think he's the right personality for this team. And you see those guys, they're one of the best defensive teams in the league. They're getting incredible goaltending. Wall and Stolarz are, you know, arguably, we're watching the all the media last night at the restaurant, and they're having the debate, do the Leafs have the best tandem in the league? Statistically, they're right up there with anybody. They've got stable goaltending. They're defending well. They're a really tough team to generate on. So, and then, as you mentioned, then they got the four-headed monster up top, and all those guys are producing. So it's going to be a really tough challenge. I mean, it doesn't get any easier for the Preds. We're talking about the Preds issues, but they're running into some juggernauts right now and some teams that are playing very well. So they're going to have their hands full with, shutting down those top guys, but also getting inside and trying to get some quality chances against the Leafs.
Yeah, they're playing their fourth team in the top eight in their last six games. And that really makes it hurt that they were not able to win the game against the Flyers. And I thought, you know, against Tampa Bay, where they lost Kucherov in the middle of the game, and he did come back, but that was a missed opportunity too. But they play juggernauts, you know, teams right at the very top of the standings, especially defensively. This is not exactly an easy game to break out of a slump. But, Mace, let's ask another thing, too. I do think Svechkov is playing well, but the guy that has got to play a little bit better for them to connect, as you say, I would love to see Tommy Novak have a breakout here. It's easy to focus on Stamkos and Marchessault, but guys like Novak and Evangelista, who grew up very close to Toronto, they need those guys who played so well last year to start looking like the players they were last year.
Yeah, that's a good point. I feel Evangelista's game is starting to kind of round out. He made that nice pass to Svechkov for his goal, and I think he's starting to get a little more involved, a little more comfortable. But yeah, you're right. I think Tommy Novak, going into the season, and I've said this before on your show, is that he has to be the guy. He has the skill set to be able to complement shooters like Marchessault and Stamkos. He has the ability to hold on to pucks, to make plays. He's a really heads-up type of player when he's playing well. But he just really hasn't, to this point, taken advantage of that opportunity. And, you know, they tried to start with that, and then that's when we saw the carousel of, guys that Bruno was trying at center or wing, move Cole Smith up there for, you know, a game. They were trying everything and eventually put Novak back, and it looks like they're going to have to stick with that and just grind it out. And it's you need to get him. We've seen long stretches of when Tommy Novak, and that's why he signed that big contract, because he was putting up top-end numbers. He was putting up high-end numbers, almost point-a-game type of production, and we just haven't seen that consistently. And I think that line has really struggled and been kind of a weak point for the team this year. They just haven't been able to get anything consistent 5-on-5 out of the second line, and he's got to be the guy.
Mace, before we let you go, I think it'd be fun for our listeners to hear just what kind of hoopla you get anytime you play in Toronto. And, of course, the Predators are in the West, so they don't come through here very often. There's always this enormous group of people that follow the Leafs, but also, to their credit, they're interested in the stories for the other team, right? They are really curious about the Predators. We saw Elliot earlier today, and he says hello to you guys, Adam and Derek. And so, for example, too, the Four Nation face-off, they're going to announce the rosters later today. So that's a big story. It's just when you walk in there, you're just feeling hockey from the time that you hit the outskirts of the building.
Oh, everywhere you go. It's on every TV. Everybody's talking about, you mentioned the interest and the excitement to have the final roster spots announced for the Four Nations Cup. And I did a show this morning, and they know everything that's going on with our team and, you know, potential things. Like they listen to your guys' show too. And some of the stuff they've heard, some of the stuff that Trotz has said on the radio there. And, it's everywhere. I mean, Max is, we all left, we all walked back, and Max is geeking out right there with all the media scrums and everything. He's got Toronto and Montreal, but it really is a hockey mecca. It's everything is hockey here, everywhere you go. So it's always fun. I love coming back. I don't know if I'd want to play or work in the city with the way that they're obsessed with the Leafs and hockey, but it is definitely fun to come. And as a player too, it's fun to come and play in these environments just because it kind of brings you back. You know, Stamkos is from here. He got a chance to go back to his parents' house last night, but it's hockey everywhere, and it's fun to be around.
Chris Mason, Predators television analyst, joining us on DVD as he does every Wednesday. Chris, always a pleasure to speak to you. Enjoy the game tonight.
Awesome. Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
You as well. Chris Mason, of course, with Willie Donick tonight when the Predators take on the Toronto Maple Leafs. Puck drop at 6:30, pregame at 5:30 right here on 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Coming up next, Barry Trotz did his weekly interview with Jared Stillman yesterday. Always a must listen. There was one thing that he did say that we'd like to get into, and we'll do that next. Willie Donick, Derek Mason, Adam Vingan, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.